fourth one. Sell me the show! With UK Debt Experts, the team you can trust when debt is no laughing matter.
Behave yourself like I did in my stag do. Right? Anyway, please welcome Connor Burns.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming in. Mind you, we say that for coming in as if it's a big deal. You've only come in from Gilmerton. No, you don't live in Gilmerton anymore.
No,
I'm a toonie now.
He's gone up market.
Right, you live quite near Murrayfield Stadium, you were saying the other night. So during the summer you had to compete with Taylor Swift fans just to get home.
Terrifying. We've got football on a Saturday, we've had rugby. I would take any of those fan bases over the Swifties.
Yeah.
Feral. And you know what the worst ones were? You know the worst ones were? Beyonce.
Oh, really?
Oh, gee. Did you... I don't know if you saw this. It made the Edinburgh news.
Oh?
But a woman came out... A woman came out to put her bins out or something, and there was a woman from Beyonce in her garden. She got caught short.
Oh
no.
Aye, aye, aye.
Okay. And she was doing it in the garden?
Over the railing, aye.
It's quite an achievement getting over that. I couldn't do that at my age. Yeah.
But the thing is, you're here doing the Edinburgh Fringe for a month. Mm-hmm. That must be so cool, given that everybody else has this headache of finding accommodation and the expense of it all, and you live here.
It's the only month it makes sense to be here as a comedian. Because really, logistically, I guess you want to be somewhere in the middle of the country, because you're up and down all the time.
Aye.
But this is the month where I cash in all those long train rides, all those long drives, and every other comedian here is miserable, staying in some awful student accommodation, sharing a bathroom with somebody, and I'm like, I'm in my bed every night for a month.
Have you not got a spare room you could rent out?
I do, and I deliberately leave it empty because I don't want anyone else to enjoy it. It's my space. It sits there. It costs me money to keep that room empty, and I love it.
That's genuine. All joking aside, I was speaking to a couple of the comedians at Fourth on the Fringe, and the expense for a comedian to come to town to do a run, thousands of pounds. You know, a couple of grand a week to be here for a accommodation, which is, it's going to start pricing folk out, right?
100%. Like, something is going to have to change about it.
Yeah.
Because the big complaint, I think, about the Fringe is that the whole point of it was, if you weren't a big name, if you weren't a TV act or something,
you get your time.
You could scrape together a few hundred quid and put a Fringe show on, and then you'd still get eyeballs on you.
Uh-huh.
And now that's kind of not the way it is anymore. Yeah. All the acts who get to have successful runs are the ones who can put 15 grand up front for all the PR and all everything.
That's all well and good, but you're a comedian. You're meant to be making us laugh. For God's sake, cheer up, right?
So if you need cheered up, you can come and see me at 9:45.
<God's sake.
laughs> This is a good sales tactic. We make everybody miserable and then go, if you need cheering up, here's a good show to come and see.
All right, well, on that note then, Connor, let's do Sell Me the Show. So we're going to give you 30 seconds on the clock. You've done this before last year. So 30 seconds, and you've got to tell us all about your show as if you were stopping us on the high street to tell us to come to your show. But there are three words that you must not use, and Arlene has those three words.
Ticket.
Yeah.
Show. Accommodation.
All right. Your 30 seconds begin now, Connor Burns.
You should come and see me perform 9:45 every night at Just the Tonic Nucleus. It's all about me turning 30 and how angry I am and how I think everything's worse now than it was for the generations before us. But it is actually quite uplifting and good fun. I failed so bad at this game last time, I'm desperately trying to make it through. 9:45 every night.
Yes.
Midweeks is the best time to go. Weekends are super busy, but please come along.
There you go. By the way, you're turning miserable when you get to 30.
Oh,
wait until
God.
You get to 50, dude.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this is the funny thing is, it's funny to go on every night and moan about turning 30.
Aye.
Because the lack of empathy from anyone over 30.
Like, shut up. 30 years old, I've got older pants than that.
Yeah, I'd say I'm mentally 57.
Yeah.
I'm an old 30. It's because I live in the city.
Yeah, it's because of the price of the accommodation, right? Connor, it's lovely to see you. Go see Connor. It's the hot ticket this year at the Fringe. Connor Burns, everyone. Thank you, Connor.
Cheers, guys.
Good lad.